This is the news, according to me. Well, this has been a slow news day.
Extremely.
I would say. Yeah, there's not much going on today.
Nah.
At least I haven't heard of anything.
No.
Because I was living in a cave all day in the middle of nowhere. No, this is, Rabbi Rick is with us again.
We're all going to die.
This is January. I'm glad he can make me laugh. This is January. You should have heard my show this morning. Oh, man.
Was it depressing?
Oh. I don't think there was a smile on my face the whole morning.
That's hard to believe.
There wasn't anything here to laugh about.
No?
I was mad. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I basically was calling it this morning.
Yeah.
And the thing that infuriates me is how...
You were infuriated?
I was infuriated. In fact, even since last night, I texted you last night, I told you I'm just infuriated about what's going on.
Could you fried an egg on your forehead?
You probably could have fried a dozen eggs on my forehead. I have a large forehead. This is not a one egg forehead. Because my forehead goes way back because my hairline is so high. But
that's a sign of intelligence.
Is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I would have shaved it back a long time ago if I'd known that. Yeah. So yeah, boy, we can get into this more. We got a lot to talk about, but it's you know. Here we are, January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting day.
Bizarre.
Bizarro world.
Yeah.
It is bizarro world. And that's, we got music for that. I think we got I can get my button to work here. I'm not sure. Where'd it go?
You looking for the Twilight Zone?
I'm looking for the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Because
that's like one of my favorites now.
It's more than fit. My buttons aren't. I think we're being hacked by the Russians.
Oh, no.
There. What's that? What's this right here? Oh, well, it's got to turn it up. There we go.
There you go.
Okay.
We feel better.
You're traveling to another dimension.
We are in another dimension. I feel like I'm inside Nancy Pelosi's head.
There's probably a lot of room in there.
I'm pretty sure that...
Morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning. I beat you to the button.
That's right. Yeah, I just use your imitation and be good enough.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, I wonder what Nancy's doing right now.
Drinking,
probably. Oh, yeah, that's a given. I think she has an IV. She just has it pulled around.
Looking for her teeth.
Yeah. Where'd I follow my teeth? Good morning, where's my teeth? Yeah. So we're... We're in this situation here where we've got, you know, the other thing that ticked me off was while this was all happening, I was listening to, I think it was somebody on NTD. It might've been even Newsmax, whoever it was. It might've been Sky News. I just was trying to click on live feeds to see who had who was actually covering something rather than just having a standing video of somebody of the crowd that was out in front of the Capitol building. Now, you know, interestingly enough, they break in, they take over the Capitol building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, from the inside out come all these Capitol police this evening. I don't know if you saw what they've cleared the area now.
Oh, yeah, right.
But they, you know, how did those guys get inside? There's tunnels. Yeah, I don't know if you know where the tunnels are.
Yeah.
And that's what they're, you know, so they had to march all these guys in there.
Right.
Well, they came out with long guns.
Yeah, and I saw some lady got shot, too.
Somebody got shot, unarmed. She was unarmed, she got shot in the neck, and somebody else got shot in the chest.
And, you know, I don't... If those folks were not flashing firearms, there's no reason to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
And I heard that he shot through the door or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard they were shooting into, like, blindly shooting into something.
There's just so many things that happened today that...
Yeah.
Just stink.
Well, and this,
it's like,
the whole thing, like you were saying, you had this, my first question is, who were these guys?
Right. Yeah.
Because I know that there were a lot of Trump supporters and patriots out there who were saying, mm-hmm. we're going to take over the Capitol building.
Yeah.
I know there were some of them that were doing that. And there is that fringe element to the group.
Sure.
But I don't know.
Well, here's the other interesting thing, too, in the... they got in there, but they didn't, they just walked around, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
And they kept talking about that, how they're just walking around. It's like we're here. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
You know?
They didn't know what they
do. If it would have been Antifa, the whole place would have been in flames.
Yeah, they'd been on fire.
Yeah.
They rummaged through some desks and got some laptops and hard drives and that kind of stuff.
Like, that's going to do a lot of good.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter. But
I mean, the FBI will just grab them and never look at them.
Yeah, they'll just put them away, put them right next on the shelf right next to Hunter Biden's laptop.
Seth Rich's.
Yeah. If there's any room for all that stuff. Well, Hillary's got a lot of stuff in there, too, probably.
Well, yeah. But they're busy wiping it.
Yeah. You back with a cloth?
Yeah, so it's a so there's that, and then there's also, you know, what I texted you earlier today. You know, can we be sure that these are really all Trump supporters? I mean, you know darn well, with that many people, that for the opposing side, if you want to just use that term, what are they going to do to try to, you know, disrupt this, blow it up, or make it look bad.
Right.
You know, that's their main goal, is to make it look bad, make Trump look bad, make his supporters look bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And already been out with that narrative. They've already started off.
Yeah. So how do you know they didn't plant a bunch of yabos in there that are going to, you know, and then like we were I heard one guy talking about the videos that he was collecting today on the radio and from everything. And he talked about how he had one where it showed the Capitol Police actually opening up the barricades and waving people through.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Well, what's up with that? You know, if that's, and I'm not going to, so if it's on video, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Yeah.
Unless that was a, you know, unless there was a weird time stamp on it that, well, you know, maybe it was from some other time.
Yeah. But again, there's so many things about what happened today that just stinks.
Yeah.
Suspicious.
It makes me suspicious. And very. Because I know that most people realize that just getting in there and taking over the
property,
what are you going to do once you get in
there? Right. What are you going to do?
You can't take over the government.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unless you literally, I mean it would take a standing army. That, yeah. It would
know,
take
like, a, let's occupy Wall Street or let's create our own little chop zone or whatever. You know?
Yeah. That's just not going to happen. To me, it looked like amateur hour. When I was watching the only video I did see of people like rushing and doing things, they looked to me just like Antifa people.
Well, yeah. Shocker.
And because they had the whole mask thing on, they were doing what they were doing. And it just didn't remind me of the typical patriot.
Yeah.
We've got some patriots in this movement, in this group here, who are military trained.
Right.
They don't act like thugs.
A lot more, discipline.
So I could be totally wrong.
And I guarantee you, the guy that was standing up on Nancy's podium there with the
no Viking
shirt,
helmet on.
Viking helmet. Yeah, that just smacks totally of a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
there.
All 80 million of them.
Yeah,
all those 80, the 74 million, whatever.
Yeah,
all the you know, tens of millions of Trump supporters are just like that.
And he
probably drive a pickup truck too.
And he was smiling and, you know, pumping his arms like he was Thor from, you know, comics or something. I'm like, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
He's a couple bulbs short of a pack there.
Yeah.
So.
And the weird thing is there's always the provocateurs. And, they will put them, they will implant them.
Right.
In groups like that.
Yeah.
It's been, I mean, Alex Jones, for, you know, bless his heart. Bless his heart. He was always talking about the provocateurs that were in that would infiltrate their groups when they would have little rallies and protests and stuff.
Yeah,
and there were they'd caught some. I mean, they actually caught some on video where the police, there was guys trying to instigate things against the police, and people recognized them.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy, I don't know if you saw the video or not.
No, but
this is an interesting story. It's probably worth telling because this stuff happens.
I'm listening.
So they have this little thing where they're like toe-to-toe with the police. The police are trying to keep them from going down this road. They're all standing there. There's probably 100 people there.
Mm-hmm.
This little protest thing he was involved in. During this time, there's a couple of people there that are like pushing the police and antagonize them and they're like, don't do that. We're not about that. That's not what we're about. Mm-hmm. And they kept doing it.
Right.
And finally, somebody they pulled, this is before the age of masks.
Oh,
but this guy had a bandana around his face.
Right.
Well, somehow his bandana fell down. Somebody recognized him and said, that guy's a cop. All of a sudden, the crowd turned on the guy.
Oh, wow.
And next thing you know, the cops grab him and pull him in back behind their line. You never heard anything more about it.
Oh, my word.
And the boots he was wearing were the same kind of boots as the police officer. They, you know, they went through frame by frame this whole thing. Exact same police issue boots that he had on.
Wow.
So it was, it's like, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
And so this stuff does happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you have to wonder who made that call, who was right. in charge. I mean, it's not just the guy who did it. It's like, who decided to do that?
Right.
Was it the police chief? Was it, you know, who was? So yeah, that's the thing that gets me is they're trying to make Trump look bad. Of course, this whole time, I was listening to this one reporter and it infuriated me every time he would say something because he continued to blame Trump for this whole thing. He said, Trump needs to come out and tell him to stand down and stop this. And if his rhetoric
he did. Yeah.
But he was, I can't remember, I wrote some stuff down. He kept blaming Trump, and then he kept blaming some other things. He just kept coming out and making it sound like this is all, you know, Trump has now ruined the Capitol, ruined our Democrat process. Right. No. You know what? He didn't, he's not the one.
He's reacting to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The people, look, and I knew this was happening. We've talked about
this. Oh, he's getting excited.
SCOTUS. Totally, you know, they totally rejected the idea because they were afraid of riots.
Right.
And my thing was, this isn't going to be riots. This is going to be people marching into the Capitol and taking over.
Yeah, right.
And then it's not going to be burning down the dollar store. This is going to be coming after you, Nancy and Mitch.
Yeah.
And it's here we are in this day because they decided not to see it, not based on no evidence. And I keep hearing people on YouTube with these comments about, well, there's no evidence. That's why the judges keep throwing them out. No, it's not about no evidence.
They've thrown out.
On standing.
Yeah, on standing. They just never even looked at the evidence. Yeah.
Same thing with SCOTUS. They keep turning it down or they postpone it till after the inauguration.
Well, that makes sense.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so you got that issue. Then you've got the issue of Mitch changing the rules and not wanting anybody to bring any objections to the...
Yeah.
And I think your theory, you need to share your theory.
Oh, I got a good theory on that. Thank you for that, segue.
Yeah, segue. I'm going to get on an off-ramp here before my head pops off.
Yeah,
I was infuriated.
I might have said
some cuss words. You know? I know they were in my head.
Some sentence
I don't know
enhancers.
If they came out of my mouth or not because I'm here by myself during the day. And I was like, yes, yeah. I was mad. I mean,
so,
I was livid.
Yeah, here's my theory.
Tell us, oh wise one.
Yeah, well, you know, we kind of hinted at it when we were talking, you know, last couple times. You know, we joked about how people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, how do they keep getting elected when literally they, you know, literally brain dead, seriously.
Yeah, they're really well beyond their prime.
And I'm like thinking, how does that happen? I mean, how do people keep, you know, so we thought, well, now with all this election fraud, you know, in the Dominion, we find out that the Dominion machines can be rigged to, you know, switch votes and blah, blah, blah. So then we're scratching our heads about Mitch. What's happening with him, you know? And so then I started thinking, wait, so he's one of those old guys that keeps getting reelected too. And like, who's to say that he... You know, because we always think, well, Republicans would never, ever, ever do anything like, you know, use the Dominion voting machine. And I didn't get a chance to look, but I was thinking about Googling it to see if Kentucky, that's where Mitch is from, right? Kentucky?
Yeah, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so I wasn't sure if they used Dominion machines or something like that. But then that's not to say that it has to be a Dominion machine either.
Right.
It could be something else.
Some other kind.
But the bottom line, though, is that who's to say that... Why would it be unfeasible that somebody like Mitch, who, you know, everybody thinks he's just a good old Republican that, you know, everybody loves to hate, and who's to say he's not doing the same kind of thing?
Yeah.
And the reason he flips so fast is, like, because he understands that if this really gains traction and, you know, people start looking into the elections, he's probably got buddies on the Democrat side that are, you know, and that's why they call it the establishment, you know, they all get along, they all do the, you know, they're just Democrat and Democrat light.
They all know how the game's played. They all do the same thing.
And he's probably worried, you know, they probably say, if you ever, you know, we're going to throw you under the bus if we ever get thrown under the bus. And,
right. It's a, what is it, mutual destruction?
Yeah. You know, it's not, that would not surprise me at all.
I think it's very plausible, possible. Yeah. It's probably that makes the most sense of anything,
right?
Because we sit here scratching our heads, going, "Why would he?
Yeah.
Not want this to be opened up and looked into."
Aside from all the Chinese contracts.
Well, and that's the other side of Mitch is the Chinese thing. Yeah. That's one angle. But I think that the voting thing.
Yeah.
You know, why would he care?
Right.
About that.
Yeah.
So because now he's lost the house, he won't care. And I have another theory about Mitch too. I think he's going to retire anyway.
Mm.
I think this is going to lead to his retirement. At least at the end of his term, if not before.
Yeah.
Because now he's, it looks like, unless they can, by Friday when all the military votes come in, it's possible that Purdue could end up pulling this off. But they've got a lot of time between now and Friday to screw around too. So I
want to share what I was telling you earlier too about last night when, at 10 o'clock when
I
took the screenshot of the numbers in Georgia and Loeffler and, I can't remember their names. Doesn't matter. But the two Republicans were both at like 51.1 and 51.4, something like that percent, with just shy of 90% of the vote in. So then today I looked up that there was a total of like 988,000 people that voted in Georgia. So, I just did the math and crunched some numbers. And what it came out to is, so then in the last 10% of the vote that came in past 10 o'clock last night equals about 144,000, something like that. And, and then if you, for them to go from where they were percentage-wise at that point to where they were when they, quote, lost the election, they would have had to both get 33 or 30% of the vote of that last 10%, 144,000. So in other words, they were on track, 50% of the vote, but all of a sudden in that last 144,000, all of a sudden it drops down to like 33%. So I'm sure there's nothing there.
No, of course not.
And of course, we saw, it made one little headline again, how the Republican poll watchers, well, we've got 8,000 poll watchers this time. There's not going to be no hanky panky going on this time. We're on top of it.
Yeah.
Really?
Doesn't matter.
And
how
it was
many
a judge even gave an order for him to do it, and they still ignored it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Seriously, somebody has to be held accountable
and
for
then
that.
The commissioner,
that's what drives everybody nuts.
Yeah. Then the commissioner of elections in Georgia gets up and blames Trump.
Yeah.
For not running enough ads.
Like, that's going to be, that could have helped.
Yeah. He went there at least two times. I think it was three, wasn't it? He went there three times, and night before even, he campaigned.
Yeah.
Drew tens of thousands of people there to run a rally.
Yeah. It wasn't because Trump didn't try.
No. Now, there is this one group, this movement that tried, and this may have had some effect on it. There was this group of people who said, we're not going to go vote because our vote doesn't matter because they're going to rig it anyway.
Well, I mean, you can understand why they feel that way.
Yeah, I would feel that way.
Yeah.
And their claim was if nobody votes, it'll show this negative result.
That's not going to happen.
Because they can adjust that thing on the fly.
Right, sure.
So that doesn't matter. So the thing that I think is aggravating is now they're using that to say, well, nobody showed up.
Right.
Because, and they can use that as well, nobody showed up to vote.
Right. Well, again, going back to what we were talking about yesterday, we have this narrative out there that, well, Republicans on election day, on the runoff, they have to show up by 2-1, in order to be like, who knows that?
Yeah.
Nobody. Yeah, but they're just sitting the narrative,
Unless they know that that they've destroyed about 40% of the Republican mail-in ballots, then they're gonna have to show up a lot because we've already destroyed half of their ballots. Because I guess 4. They already had 3 million. We have had a lot of sirens here this evening.
Yeah, that's weird.
They had almost 3 million mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
And then before election day, and then they had 4.7 million total ballots. So that's what they were projecting.
Yeah.
That they would have, but of course, by this was the thing I heard was Rottenberger, the Secretary of State there. He was being interviewed, and they were, Wolf Blitzer just thought he was the most wonderful person in the world.
Oh, yeah.
He just, we thank you for your integrity, and you're the most glorious Republican there ever was.
Yeah.
You're a Republican. He just kept saying, you're a Republican. Like
he's shocked.
That means he's going to be,
I'm sorry, Wolf, honest. But he's not a Republican.
No, he's not. At least he is certainly not a Trump Republican.
Yeah. No.
These guys, they don't like Trump, and I think the reason they don't like him is because he's got the goods on him. He knows what's going on.
Well, you know, I hope they find a lot of peace when they, you know, see America going down in flames. Because seriously, if it really does go through with and the Democrats are not making any bones about what their plans are.
No.
You know, about what if they get control of the Senate.
I think they have plans that go beyond what they're even saying.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And yeah, I don't know. I was thinking on the way over here, you know, I lived through 8 years of Obama. I can make it through this if it goes south like that. But I started thinking too, well, okay, let's say they pack the Senate. Let's say they gain a majority and that, you know, they add Guam and Puerto Rico and whatnot to, senators and blah, blah, blah. Well, what issues there are there left besides freedom of speech and guns?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've already said gay marriage was okay.
Yeah.
You can get an abortion up until the day you deliver. So,
right.
I mean, you know, what's there left? You know, I don't know, except for they're really going to start going after our freedoms. And, you know, I think this past year, God help us all, is a good indicator of how easily people are willing to give them up.
Yeah.
You know, we can't go to church.
Yeah.
Because COVID's going to kill everybody. You know, really?
I think you're onto something there. And the next thing, you have to ask yourself, where are we going to be in the next 4 years?
Yeah.
They're already, Schumer, my goodness. He's a wonderful man, isn't he? He's just the most, I wouldn't buy a used car from that guy. You know, he came out already and said, we need a bigger and more bold budget, or more, a bigger bill than the last one we've passed as soon as Joe gets into office.
Yeah.
That was almost a $2 trillion bill, really.
Well, again, you know,
they just
we're so flipping far in debt right now.
Yeah.
And
they don't see any end to that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts.
And I
see
we're
them.
We're all going to die. Yeah.
But
we're doomed.
Here's where else I think they're going to go with this. I think that within the next 2 years, maybe 4 years, but within the next 2 years, there's more sirens.
I know.
They are going to crack down. There's something big going on.
There's something going on.
Because this has been going on for like the last 20 minutes.
That's weird.
And once in a while, I'll hear some sirens go by when there's a car accident.
Yeah.
This has been going on in like multiple. Those are cop cars.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if I live in the part of the county I live in is, this isn't the capital of the county. It's in Goshen.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if something could be going on down. Well, it wouldn't be going on downtown. Because
I don't know.
I'm trying to think what's over here that they'd be coming over here, because there is a county building over here, but it's not.
Anything. Maybe the zombie apocalypse actually happened.
It could be. Could be. Yeah. I've seen some people walking by this place that I kind of wonder. But so the thing that I think, the next thing I think is going to happen, and they've already talked about this. They've openly talked about this, and they've even had commentators in the news talk about this, let alone politicians talk about this. Having people on lists, the people who were Trump supporters, they're making lists.
Yeah. AOC was talking about that.
They're planning on cracking down on us, removing us from society.
Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett needs to be removed from society.
Yeah.
She's such a horrible person.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Her and Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
He.
And even like Sean Hannity, all these people. It's like they're talking about people and then going after anybody who supports them.
Yeah.
So the question is.
Well, I'll be going to re-education camps.
Well, and that's what that's where this leads. That's where it always leads. Socialism and the communist thing always leads to you need to be re-educated for society.
Yeah.
And that's what they do with you.
You need to be politically correct.
Yeah. So I'm
you need to think like us.
I'm thinking that maybe this is going to come to that at some point.
Well, not too hard to believe. I mean, if we really go down the pooper like Venezuela and we really embrace, you know, socialism.
Well, look what they're going to do with, you know, we're going to end up, we've got energy independence now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have that.
Well, it's at this point.
That's going to go away.
Yeah, right.
They're gonna, because of all the Green New Deal stuff.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to be, again, with, you know, beholden to the Middle East, which is going to tie us into that whole mess. Gas prices are going to soar. They're going to have control over our economy again. The tax situation is going to be unruly. Our dollar is going to be worth nothing.
Yeah.
The housing crisis is going to be ridiculous because of everything that's happened with the.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got, you know, all the mess of, you know, it. I think before this happened, the debt on every human being.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping I'd start feeling better by this point, but you're making me feel worse.
We still got another. We still got 35 minutes to feel good. I mean, there's some serious, here's what's going to happen. The economy is going to be crap in the next couple of years because they're not going to know.
It'll be Trump's fault.
Well, yeah, because Carmi is going to be in charge.
Yeah.
She's not going to know what's going on. She's going to be, you know, just spending, she's going to be a drunken soldier.
Can I talk? Is it my turn?
It's my turn.
My turn to talk. Can we be quiet, please?
Lion, dog face, pony soldier. Oh, no, that's not my line. I learned that from Joe.
You know, he's the only candidate.
Yeah, that could get away with that.
That literally got angry at his voters and hollered epithets
pushed
at him
around.
And threatened them. Yeah, and he got more votes than Beal.
Oh, yeah, he got 80 million. People were so excited about this guy. Yeah, of course they were.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got a few things here from Joe.
Yes. Yeah?
This might lighten our load a little bit.
Okay, that's good.
Well, first of all, there's this.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah, we got that one. Here's a good one. This is some words of wisdom right here.
You fell off sideways. You landed on the damn the darn cement.
Yeah, that's a good one. How about this is one of my favorites. I say this to a lot of people when I'm driving down the road.
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. Here's the deal. One of the things that is important is that keep in mind, although they're going to vote on.
This is a moment of lucidity.
Barrett, I think today.
He doesn't know what's going on. They end up shuffling him off.
Yeah.
You kind of have to have the video with that one in order for it to mean anything. Because without it, just here's a good one. I like this is one, probably one of my favorites. I should put this
I'll
on.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
That's got to be one of my favorites. True international depression.
Bad boys.
Oh, yeah. How was that? Oh, this is.
And they had in those days, you used to remember the straight razor. You'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to do that. Yeah. I don't.
What the heck are you talking about, Joe?
Well, you know.
Not a joke.
Not a joke. This is one of his more wise.
It also holds polluters. I'll call polluters accountable.
Yeah.
The most ambitious environmental justice agenda ever.
What?
Oh my gosh! I mean, it's funny, but it's depressing.
This could be potentially our new president.
Oh, did you hear? So they're not for so inauguration day.
Yeah,
assuming you know we keep going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Let's just get ready for that.
Did you see about the inauguration? They're not going to do a parade. They're going to do a virtual parade.
Yeah. Well,
how do you do a virtual parade?
There's a lot of people. Even Jimmy Carter came out and said he's not going to be attending the inauguration.
Well,
I'm shocked because of the COVID thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. He just doesn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Well, you know why?
What difference at this point does it make? That's why.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Well, and this whole thing that happened at the Capitol today, they're going to use that to crack down on
people. Oh, yeah. Sure.
And it's hopefully, and as far as we know, there wasn't like an armed militia thing attacking the
I had not heard anything about that. Everything I've seen and heard has just been...
They just overwhelmed them and overran them.
Yeah, but, quote unquote. Yeah. And then you got these, you know, apparently video of them like opening up the barricades for them and ushering them in, you know. I don't know. It'll
be interesting to see if they actually catch these guys and do anything to them, because then there'll be supposedly a trial. Now, whether or not that'll be real or a phony thing, it's...
And here's the deal. You know, neither one of us advocate violence or anything like that.
No, no. At least not that kind.
Yeah. And, yeah.
But if it's going to happen, it's going to be real, and they're going to feel it, and it's not going to
be... I'll be the first one, and I know you would be too.
Yeah.
But international
depression.
I know you would be too. Even if there are Trump supporters, you know, if they broke the law, they did something stupid, they should be held accountable. That's you know all part of personal responsibility that we fully believe in.
Yeah.
And but the thing is what I would bet is that they probably won't go after people, or if they do, they'll only report on the people that are actually Trump supporters, because I just have this feeling all these knuckleheads that, you know, were doing dumb stuff probably weren't Trump supporters.
Probably not. And that's why they're going to get away with it because of that. Because they wouldn't.
Or that's why they won't say anything.
They won't say anything
about
it. Because it's. Yeah,
but if they are, they will. Yeah. It'll be in the news.
It'll go away real fast.
Because literally, this was the first time that I can remember it, even going all the way back to the Tea Party stuff.
Yeah.
You know, back in the days of BO. I mean, that's like you never heard of anything going, unless I totally missed it. But I mean, I can't think of it where it ever went violent. They always cleaned up their crap and stuff like that. And everything was, you know. And so this is literally the first time. And I think that's why it's weighing heavily on both of us, you know, because we don't want to see that kind of stuff.
No.
You know? And, anyway, but
there's a lot of angry people out there, and the reason for their anger is because of the way they've been ignored. They've been
took the words right out of my mouth.
Now, there was a guy that was being interviewed on Newsmax when this was happening. They cut him off, but they did interview the guy, and he was like a British guy of some kind. Sounded like Mark Stein, but it wasn't Mark Stein. Mm-hmm. But he was going on about how the reason that people are doing this is he went down this whole thing of because people feel disenfranchised. They feel like their country has abandoned them, and now they're not being heard. They've been ignored by, you know, he went through the whole list. And it's like, then all of a sudden they kind of faded off with that and went to something else.
Yeah.
But he was hitting every nail on the head.
Well, I mean, if you think about what happened in this past 2 months, people have been shown that their votes don't count.
Mm-hmm.
People that are paying attention anyway.
Yeah.
People are not held accountable. You know, they see videos of people breaking
the law.
You're
not seeing what you're seeing.
Literally.
You're seeing something else.
And when things are trying, and when they try to go the right direction or do it the right way, the courts have been ignoring it.
Yeah.
So literally, I mean, it's a total recipe for exactly what you're saying.
Yep.
I mean, it's like everything that we've been experiencing in little bits and pieces over the last, you know, 15, 20 years, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all just like came to a head in this last 2 months and just was on the spotlight, you know?
And then pile on that, what happened last night.
Yeah.
In Georgia. That just, I think that was just like turbocharging everything that everybody was going through. They're just matter, because they just relived it again in a micro way, in a macro way at least, what happened on November 3rd.
Yeah.
And
did we say that the poll watchers got, did I say
yeah,
that?
You said something
we said that.
That
all right. Okay, sorry.
They got pushed out again. And the adjudicators again were off in a room by themselves, and nobody could watch that. And that, they have the total control. And where was it that they had 114,000 votes that 104 got adjudicated or something?
But what happened to the 8,000 poll watchers that we kept told were told that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be 8,000 poll watchers there.
Oh, we feel better now.
Well, we're all watching the polls if you want to count me from, you know, 500 miles away.
Yeah, what a joke.
It's
seriously.
Oh my gosh.
If you had to come up with, like, if you looked up in the encyclopedia, how to run an election in the worst possible way.
Yeah.
There'd be a little blurb there about Georgia.
Yeah. Well, and then you got the election official coming out, the guy that's in charge of it all. First thing he does, blame Trump.
Oh yeah.
So,
well, yeah.
Tell me, of course, and then the first thing they do when they're on a phone call, this whole back to the phone call thing, when Rottenberger was in there, and he records this phone call. The only reason he released the phone call was because Trump mentioned the conversation in a tweet.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was obligated to release the phone call.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
So released 20 seconds of it.
Yeah. And one of the lawyers that was on the phone call had to resign because their law office actually told her to resign because what they did was unethical.
Oh yeah,
she almost got disbarred. She may still get disbarred for that because what they did was illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're claiming what Trump did was illegal. It's like no. Yeah, there's been a lot of lawyers have looked at it and said there's nothing wrong with the phone call. Whether or not, again, it gets back to this whole thing of, was it ethical? Was it a smart move? I don't know, but it wasn't illegal.
No.
So they have to take the whole conversation in context.
What are you implying, that the media takes things out of context?
Well,
I'm shocked.
Yes. I'm just going to be straight with you. I know. It's hard to believe.
Are they biased?
A little bit.
That would mean they're biased.
Yeah, there's... Yeah,
that's crazy talk.
There's a little bit of... well, they don't like Trump that much. I don't know if you've noticed or not. They don't like Trump that much. A lot of them are Democrats. Maybe they don't come across that way.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people in the media are Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
You should have seen the smiling, giggling. They had a little, what do you call it? The little Brady Bunch thing going on. Like. So all these
Zoom meeting,
and I think it was Don Lemonhead. He was on.
Oh gosh,
he had these people on there, and they were just giddy as could be. It was wonderful. Guy. They just loved it.
There's another bastion of intelligence.
They
right
were
there.
Talking about how much they're gonna love it when Mitch McConnell, when they can just say the words Mitch McConnell is not the, you know, when he's not the majority leader in the Senate, and they were just giddy about this whole thing.
I know Trump. Joe Biden, he's a friend of mine, and by golly, I'm not going to be majority leader much longer, but that's okay because, I'm just kind of tired of this job.
I'm tired of this job anyway. I've made a lot of money. I don't need this job anymore.
I kind of just want to sit in the sidelines and...
I blame Trump. It's all Trump's fault. Trump's fault. Trump ruined everything.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. If Trump hadn't won the election...
Yeah.
It would have been Hillary. How do you think that would have gone for the last 4 years?
Yeah.
I mean... Let's talk about that a little bit. We were in a mess, really.
Yeah, I know.
And the economy was not going to do what it did.
No.
It wasn't. They were saying this is the new normal.
Yeah.
Oh, where's the magic wand he's got that's going to make us happen?
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's got one because Obama said that's what's going to take. But then as soon as it got better, well, this is my economy. You're welcome. I did it. I don't know. Apparently I had a magic wand in my back pocket. He pickpocketed me. He took my magic wand out of my pocket. I don't know what happened.
Gosh.
These people.
Yeah.
And that's why they're going to blame everything.
Well, yeah.
Because they're going to say that it was COVID. And now the economy, when the money system does collapse at some point, they're going to say, well, it's all because of Trump.
Yeah.
It's all because of everything he did.
Yeah.
And for the next 4 years, it's going to be that way.
Yeah.
And then, and here's the deal. If they manage to pull the steal off in Georgia, it won't matter if Trump gets in again. It will not matter.
Right.
Because they're going to impeach him, and they're going to get it done this time with the Senate the way it is.
No, they need 2/3 in the Senate to impeach.
I think that Schumer is talking about changing that rule.
Well, if Trump gets back in, they wouldn't have the majority. If it's 50-50.
If Schumer is the...
He's thinking.
If Schumer is the...
But if... So you're saying if Trump was... If Trump's... It wouldn't matter if Trump was president and Schumer... And if they win... If they pull off the steal in Georgia...
Yeah.
that one went down to Georgia.
Yeah.
And if it was 50-50, and
So Pence still gets the...
Pence still gets the deciding vote.
Deciding vote.
Yeah, it'd still be 50.
But what about Romney?
Yeah.
Because he agreed to his impeachment on one of the counts.
Oh, he's such a... Oh, did you see...
And he even came out and said the phone calls.
Did you see that video of Romney in the plane?
No, I got it. I want to see
that. Oh, my gosh.
I've heard about it all day. And I haven't had a chance to look for that.
I think he peed his pants a little bit.
I think he's a little bit happy that all this is happening, so that's going to go away. What? Romney? Who? Romney who? I don't know anybody, Romney.
Wow. They
were pretty upset with him?
The whole plane.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Was this coming out of Utah?
Yeah.
Ooh, good.
Yeah, it was. Well, I take that back. I'm not sure which direction it was going, but
either way, they were going in.
But
and
yeah,
out.
He was.
So you had Utah people on board.
Yeah. It was. I would have been a little nervous if I was him. They probably would have.
I wish I would have been the pilot.
Yeah, I was just thinking he might have got shoved out the airplane without a parachute.
Man, I would have loved to have gotten up in the air and then made an announcement. And we have Mr. Romney with us in C2B.
Senator Romney.
Yes. I want to ask that everyone take off your seatbelt now, except for Mr. Romney. Feel free to move about and do whatever you want to.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a special service for you.
That's right.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know.
Yeah, you need to watch that.
Or I'd tell everybody else to put their seatbelt on, except for Mr. Romney.
Yeah.
Or let me know when Mr. Romney stands up, because this plane's going to have some experience some turbulence. You may see Mr. Romney on a ceiling. And then on the floor. And then on the ceiling. Then on the floor. Then I can make that happen.
Did you... So the other thing that was a happy moment today, one of the few... did you see the Steve Scalise in the House of Representatives?
No.
Man, he got on the floor, and when it came time to oppose Arizona, I think it was, or something like that, he had got the podium, or he got the mic from Nancy. She gave it to him, and he went through how these five states changed their election laws without the legislator, not per the Constitution, exactly what the Texas lawsuit stated.
Yeah.
And he got a standing ovation. I mean, and Nancy tried talking over it, and she couldn't.
Wow.
Yeah. It was when he was all done. But you need to go back and watch that.
Yeah. I know Cruz had he was able to speak.
I didn't hear what Cruz said, but yeah, I heard.
All I saw was the stuff was starting to happen, and they were starting to the whole thing started happening, and then
everything happened shortly after that,
and then all that stuff started. So I don't even know how far they got. So now the question is, do they have another session tomorrow? Are they going to wait? Now, I have the feeling. We both were men of faith. I know we've heard all these prophecies of. That Trump is going to be back in again.
Yeah.
And the date, the 17th, was this one guy had a dream about the 17th. Now, he had December 17th as the date he saw in his dream. Mm. Nothing happened on the 17th.
Right.
However, there's a lot of people saying that, well, especially with the 10-day, if Cruz would have gotten the 10-day delay.
Which we don't know. Maybe he did yet.
He might have.
Yeah.
Or they may still get it, and it may be tomorrow.
That would be the 17th.
That would be the 17th. And that just for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the dream basically was that Congress blew up because of the change that they were able to flip basically whatever was going on.
Hmm.
So if that manifests into something, if it was real, I hold that kind of stuff loosely in my hand.
I know.
God didn't say anything to me about it, so I don't know. But I'm just saying what this was, and it's potentially now the December, because it wasn't a Hebrew calendar. It was, our calendar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
December might have represented the end of the year, or the end of the season, or the end of the term. It might have been kind of like one of those things where you see a clock getting close to midnight.
Right. Right.
It doesn't mean it happens at midnight. It means it's getting close to the end.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering if that represented
Yeah.
The last minute, the last, you know,
yeah,
bit of the thing.
So, well, well, like you and I have talked before, you know, for people to, you know, I'm going to dive off a tangent here a second. For people to say that there's no politics and spiritual is not spiritual, or, you know, that,
yeah,
that's just totally false. Politics is entirely spiritual because it's not something that it's only something that we as humans do.
You right, know, right.
The rest, no, there's nothing in the animal kingdom that does that. So anytime that's the case, it's spiritual, right? So, and when you think about it, our founding fathers understood that,
yeah,
because they all said for this to work, you have to have a good moral underpinning.
Yeah.
So you take away that moral underpinning. I'm not saying it has to be Judeo-Christian, but you just, as long as you don't have a good moral underpinning, or yeah, you're not held to some...
The ruling from within, from
right,
you're self-ruled, basically.
So yeah, then what you're going to see happen is what we see happening. And, you know, yeah, where you have people stealing elections because the outcome is what's more important than the process to get there. That, yeah, doesn't matter if you employ an immoral process as long as you win,
right,
you know, type
right
of thing.
And justifies means, yeah.
So, but anyway, where was I going with that?
We were talking about the whole spiritual thing about animals and spiritual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Politics.
So the whole prophecy thing. Right. So, you know, who knows? It might happen. You know, it's just one of those things where you, like you said, you hold it in the back of your pocket and might. I know where I was going to go. It maybe what, you know, God wants is for us to get to the place where it literally, there's no doubt that it's his hand that, you know, intervenes. You know what
yeah
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm good with that, if that's, you know, yep, but who knows? We'll see. It's hard for me to, you know, because I've often wondered, you know, there's some, the number of people that support Trump, I think probably lean more towards, you know, people that seek the truth, you know, and desire the truth and stand on some good moral ground. You know, I'm not saying yeah they're all Christians.
Right,
I'm just saying
right
that, you know, they're people that desire the right thing,
yeah,
you know, and love our country. And, it's hard for me to imagine, you know, what God's plan is and all that, you know, just ignoring that, I guess, is a way to, you know, I can't,
right.
We don't want to think that he's going to ignore that. But again, you know, we only have a this level view. He's got a lot higher view than what we do.
Yeah.
And his plans are always perfect timing.
Yep.
So,
yeah, nothing surprises him. It doesn't catch him unaware. He's,
yeah,
you know, it's not like he's, you know, so we have to kind of lean back on that again,
mm-hmm,
and realize that.
Yeah. And I heard a handful of people, playing the God card today on the radio, you know,
yeah,
calling in and stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't hear any more sirens.
No, at least the sirens have gone away.
Let's get that going.
So everybody's either
the zombies are ahead.
They've all they ate all the cops.
Yeah, they're moving this way.
Yeah, I hear a strange munching sound outside. Yeah, yeah. So it's been a very interesting day, and I don't know, you know, where do we go from here? What's going to happen from here?
Do you know what the total votes? I know the percentage wise, but what do you? And I probably should know. I was talking about, but I didn't figure those numbers out. The number of votes that separate both the candidates in Georgia.
I only know the percentage.
Yeah, because
Loeffler was less than 0.5%.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, Loeffler was about 0.5%, I think, and Perdue was less than 0.5%.
So 1%. would be around 90. No. 1% would be 9,000.
Yeah, it's within. So the 17,000 could flip.
So 17,000 could easily flip it.
My guess is that those 17,000.
And those are military ballots.
They were probably fed into a shredder in order to get them here.
Yeah.
Well, we got to shred these to ship them because we got to put them in smaller packages.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to exchange them for these new ones.
They were lost in the mail. Don't know what happened. They were we put them in the mail. Put them in a box in a mailbox and just disappeared. I don't know what happened to them.
We were looking for those vote suitcases but nobody they couldn't find them.
Could be with Hillary's server somewhere, possibly. She might have. We saw Hillary running off with a box.
Georgia, what's going on?
Yeah, it's there's something weird there with the government there, you know, with the people who are in charge, because it's
a little bit,
they keep screaming, no, there's nothing to see here, nothing to see here.
Right.
And the stuff that's going on is absolutely, I mean, and so many people have commented on it today. It's like, this is what happened on November 3rd.
Yeah.
And look at what happened last night.
I know.
Same thing.
Well, and that's what I've been saying for the last 2 months. I'm like, if you think, if nothing happens to these people on a national scale, why do we even begin to think that 8,000 poll watchers is going to make a pinch of poop a difference?
Not a bit.
On yesterday. Yeah. And it didn't.
Didn't make a difference.
And it shouldn't surprise anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is it then that's destroying our democratic process?
Yeah. Right. It ain't Trump.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't lost faith in the voting election system because of Trump.
No.
It has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that, and I have to mention this because I've been cracking down on Jackie Walorski. She's our congressperson here. She was on the list.
Yeah.
As far as I know, still is. Of Congress people who were going to object or oppose some of the states. I think there was 177 of them. Is that right? 177.
Yeah, I don't know. It was quite a bit.
Yeah, 13 senators and so.
Yeah, and you know, I still go. You know, here's an example. I don't know why this just popped into my mind, but you were talking about Trump losing faith in the election because of Trump. You know, for 4 years after Trump was elected, not quite four, but for sure the first two or three, Russia collusion, yeah, Russia intervention, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And it's just on and on and on until you wanted to puke.
Yeah.
But they didn't find anything.
Yeah.
You know? And now within less than 2 months, they've produced evidence that Iran, Russia, China all had their fingers in the election.
Yeah.
And
not a word.
Not a word.
Yeah.
I'm like, so yeah.
That's all we got.
And it's another reason why people are so daggum frustrated.
Yeah. For how long did Adam Schiff come out and say, well, the evidence is right there in front of you. It's right there. It's just in plain sight. The evidence is in plain sight.
What a knucklehead.
Well, we can all see it. It's all there in plain sight.
Yeah. At least I haven't had to look at his mugging a long time. I don't know where he's been.
I don't care where he's been. He's not on TV.
I just think we're probably going to get to look at Chuck Schumer's mug for the next. But you know what? I heard again, AOC is thinking about challenging him in 2 years.
Wow.
That would be amusing.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. Because either we lose Chuck and we gain a total mindless dink in the Senate, or he wins and AOC doesn't get her seat anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
What would the squad do?
Yeah, what would they do? Yeah.
And how do four people that espouse openly anti-Semitic comments get away with that?
That blows my mind.
That blows my mind too.
Yeah. It. Well,
But they get the media on their side.
I think, yeah, it's because they're this whole
political. But they're not racist. Thing.
No. Well,
no.
Of course not.
No.
But that's I think that's the whole power of being. It's kind of like someone who's in the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
They can say whatever they want,
right?
But you can't go after him because,
right.
And that's Obama lived
oh,
on
yeah,
that for 8 years.
Yeah, he did.
You
totally.
Couldn't say anything about his policies because you're a racist.
You're a racist.
And no, it's like, just does, well, what if you have 3,000 votes and somebody's manipulated 4,000 votes? Well, you're a racist. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything was racist.
Yeah.
And everybody was noticing that. Well, not everybody was, but it was people
All
were getting
people
tired
with
of that.
The brain.
Anybody with a brain could see that anytime you said anything that had any kind of logical intellect, any kind of a debatable thing that you issue that you wanted to talk about, all of a sudden it's racist.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that was the end of this. That was supposed to be the end of the story. You were knocked down. And you think it was bad then? I think it's going to be worse now.
Oh yeah, I know.
Because they are all about that.
Yeah.
And of course, if you are racist, then now we have the right to punish you and take you off to.
But didn't Nancy change the rules now that they couldn't use gender?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When she's talking today, she kept saying congresswoman or congressman. I'm like, whoa, wait a second.
No, it should be congressperson. Well, I'm not even sure that's
she's
allowed.
She's
Congress they.
She wasn't following her own rules.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because they're opening up a can of worms that is just, when you start trying to
legislate morality,
and think that your righteousness, because we're going to make ourselves righteous and we're going to bring about this utopian thing where everyone is, no one's offended.
All you have to do is appear righteous.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that counts.
Act like you care.
Yeah. Because that's going to save the world. Did you see Biden's pick for attorney general?
No, we're going to talk about that the other day.
This will make you happy. Eric Garland, the guy that the failed. The failed Obama appointee for the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, that's. I'm sure there's not going to be any fireworks there.
No. Yeah. Yeah. It's.
Well, Comey will probably change. Here's the question I had for you. Okay, so we all know Joe's not going to make it more than a couple days.
Couple days.
Who's Comey pick for VP?
That's a good question. Who do you think?
Well, you know, the natural, everybody thinks Hillary, but that would be a suicide mission for Comey.
No, she'll take Comey out. Yeah. Yes, Camilla was found this morning.
Yeah.
Apparently, she shot herself in the back of the head 5 times.
Laying next to Epstein.
Yeah.
We finally found his body.
Yeah. Jimmy Hoffa appeared. For those of you who are less than 50 years old, you probably don't know who Jimmy Hoffa is.
I don't know who, you know, I honestly don't have a good idea. No idea.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's
because you know what's going to happen. She's she's going to get in.
Oh, yeah. And she'll pick somebody that she
probably. Michelle Mybelle.
Well, I thought about that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's what I...
Because then she could be proud of her country again.
You think about this, though. She'll be proud of our country again, finally. For the second time in my adult life, I'm proud of my country because I'm vice president. And I'm going to kill Kamala, and then I'm going to be president, and I'm going to be really proud. So,
with my arms.
You have to think about this.
My bare arms, I'm going to kill her because I'm a linebacker.
With one arm. Probably just with my little thumb because on my left hand. Because it's got enough power. It's bigger than her neck. you have to think about this because she's not the kind of person who would put somebody in that position who would be smarter than her. So
that really narrows the playing field.
I was going to say, how dumb can you? I mean, there's some dumb people on this planet, but I'm not sure you can find anybody. Now I'm being mean. I'm being mean. Just, now, if my wife hears this again, here we go. She's going to, she got upset with me because
I mean, you know, you hear some of the comments that the people in Congress say.
Oh, I know.
You know, they honestly think islands can flip over.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Yeah. So you think it's going to get too heavy and flip over?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, sir, but maybe you can get some people to work on that math for that. His comment was like, I'm not sure if he's joking or not.
Right.
So I'm just going to go ahead and answer straight.
He was dead serious. That was another one of those George Stephanopoulos looks when Nancy was.
Oh, my. So, yeah, it was. it's been an interesting day. There's something else I was going to talk about with the whole thing with.
Is it on your list?
You know what? Let me pull the list up and see if I had it on my list, because I was so mad that my writing kept getting bigger and bigger. I think I mentioned it on this morning's show, but I don't remember what it was. It was so the tweet that Trump put out about telling people to go home and do thing.
Yeah.
Twitter blocked it.
Oh, jeez.
Twitter blocked the tweet.
Yeah.
Now they're going to blame Trump for not calling everybody off because he got his Trump. Because the first thing he said was, "We all know the election was a scam." So he put that in there, and they said, "Well, the election has been called. We're going to block the tweet because it's got false information in it."
Shocker.
You know, it's scary. I'm concerned about big tech right now because once they get this position, they know they're going to be protected for the next 4 years, and they're going to do anything they want to the right.
Yeah. I don't know if it was you and I were talking about this, but the theory, it's actually the media that's more in power now than anybody else.
Yeah.
People in the media.
Yep.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. They really do control. And who controls the media? You've got 80% of it basically controlled by the big money people in the world. Mm-hmm. And so you look at the whole thing that Project Veritas exposed.
Yeah.
And how they can, how the guy at the top is calling the shots, telling them what to say. And they control the narrative. They can push whatever. And just to say that, even to just to have that banner on every single YouTube video, the AP is called the election. It's over.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, the AP. Okay. What are they? Are they an election official? Are they an elected office? Are they, who are they?
Right.
When did they become part of our government?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's
crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff, but they love the power of that, and they're willing to do anything to keep it. So,
I don't know if I still don't feel that much better. I mean, we have laughed a little bit, so that's good.
We did do a little laughing. Yeah,
yeah, that's.
We can play some of those Joe quotes again if we need to. Well, there's always this. We can just listen to this. This will be good.
It's the feel-good hit of 2021, the podcast that brings you so much more. More of this and more of that. Just more, more, more. And it's better than ever. Best of all, it's free and commercial-free. It's the news, according to me. It even rhymes. With new and improved content, fortified with 27 vitamins and minerals. Or maybe not. Be sure to subscribe, because you probably won't want to miss any of this. But you might. Never before has so much offered so little. It's the podcast that will leave you asking questions like, how can I get that hour of my life back? Or what on earth are these guys talking about? Where else can you find this kind of content other than 90% of the internet? We're here because you're there, and I'm not even sure what that means. Be sure to like and subscribe, because you don't want to be the only one stuck in this. It's the news, according to me.
Yeah, you almost sound like you took some ideas from Joe there.
I should have put True International Under Pressure. If you're looking for True International Under Pressure.
So we'll see what happens in the next couple of days.
Yep.
Just have to keep reminding ourselves God is in control.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm sure the news media is working on how they're going to spin all this. And
yeah.
Put us, do everything that they're going to do. And,
yeah.
And again, Trump needs to be impeached over this or something. Yeah. Who knows what. But, it's kind of sad that it happened. I mean, I knew that something like that was going to happen. But again, gets back to this whole thing of it almost looked like it has the ring and the smell of provocateurs.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put it past some crazy people to just try to do this.
Right.
So there's all these issues of, what happens, where do we go from here, and what happens to the process. The one of the things that the one guy was, that's what it was, that the one pontificator was saying was, well, now that they've gone in there and they've completely maligned the democratic process and the process that the one process that we had to make all this work and to get the system to work and do all this stuff, and it was all being done, and then they went and interrupted it like that. That's that. No. The problem was we didn't trust this process because the whole thing was a scam.
Yeah, right.
And look what Mitch was doing with it.
Right.
He was going to let other senators who didn't object to the election have time. Matt Gaetz said it last night. He was concerned about it because they only had 180 minutes to present their case. And then Mitch decides to put in senators that disagreed with them.
Yeah.
So not only now do you have the Democrats with their time, you've got these other guys with their. And so, and here's the thing about that.
Isn't it meant for time for objection, not agreement?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is about objection. Oh my gosh. And
who would have even thought of that?
Well, I don't know. And why would he put that? And I told you he was probably going to pull something at the end.
I know. Somebody that's got something to hide.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the only reason that a person would do that.
Yeah.
And here we are with,
Well, I don't want to take away from the people that voted now because that'd be taken away from the validity of their votes.
That's right.
We want to respect that because the people have spoken.
The people have spoken. We don't do anything to diminish the credibility of our elections.
Yeah, like that's never happened.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah, and it's. Yeah, that's pretty.
That is Twilight Zone stuff there.
Yeah,
man.
That's pretty much Twilight Zone. Yeah. So, here we go.
Tomorrow's going to be a better day.
Tomorrow's how much worse can it be?
Yeah. What can go wrong?
Yeah, what can possibly go wrong? Yeah. So we'll see what the process is going forward. But I was running through. I talked about this morning. I ran through every scenario I could in my head on how they could potentially do anything with what was going to happen today, what they had planned in the Senate.
Yeah.
I could not come up with anything that they could do that was going to change the outcome or make any changes at all.
Right.
Other than Pence saying, I'm not going to accept because here's what would have happened.
Yeah.
They would have gotten done with that 2 hours. It would have went to a vote. And guess what's going to happen?
Yeah. They wouldn't have had the majority.
They wouldn't have had a majority to do anything with that 10 day.
Well, that's why, going back to Cruz wanted the 10 day audit.
Yeah.
That we didn't talk about this at all. I know we're out of time, but I'm just Trump was talking about Pence making the right call today in his speech on Capitol Hill in front of everybody. And Pence came right back out and said that noise.
Yeah. He completely.
So that doesn't give me a warm fuzzy about their relationship right now.
No.
And I'm trying to figure out that. Yeah.
I was kind of feeling better about it.
I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, I was feeling better about it because Trump did say something about, well, the media is wrong about my relationship with Pence. He came out and alluded to that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so maybe there is something that they're discussing. And I know that Jenna Ellis had come out and said that there is a path for Pence. There is a constitutional path for Pence to delay the count.
Yeah.
And say, let's have an investigation.
Right.
Then he came out basically and said he wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
He's basically going to fulfill his obligation and do that. So my question is, okay, so if this has happened, so if Pennsylvania legislature sends a mail, sends a letter to them and says.
Which they have.
They have. And
and Wisconsin.
Wisconsin did it too.
Yeah.
Don't count our electors. We don't, we don't have faith in what happened. And they go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense either.
I know.
That gets back to the whole issue of the governors usurped their authority and changed their law.
Nothing makes sense.
None of it makes sense.
It's like so bizarre.
I think that the swamp is so much deeper and deep and wide, deep and wide. There's a swamp out there deeper and wider than we thought. I could probably figure out a way to make that sound better.
Yeah.
I should make a song. I'm going to make a song we can play. That'll be good. So yeah, the swamp creatures are. And I think you're onto something with this whole thing of these guys are on the take. I mean, Sidney Powell even said that Kemp was on the take with the Dominion machine thing because there was a $100 million contract down there.
Yeah,
and you know how the kickbacks go.
Oh yeah,
the same thing with all these bills now that they want to put out there.
Yeah,
to pass them with mega money that goes all over the place for COVID.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with COVID.
Yeah,
well, why is it going? Why do we have 17 different countries that we're serving with our money with our COVID stimulus thing?
Right.
Oh, well, we'll give you $2,000.
Yeah.
Just get this through there. Because it makes the money, as long as they can flow the money, they can tap into the stream.
Mitch didn't want that.
Of course not. No, I don't want $2,000. They only get $600. Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know. Mitch is like...
He had budget issues because we're spending too much money. Now he's all of a sudden, he doesn't want to give the American people $2,000 and cut something out of this other crap that's out there. It makes no sense, man. It's just...
Let's give a couple million dollars to Cambodia to refurbish a yacht or something crazy like that.
Yeah, or to talk about gender studies.
That's important. Gender that studies.
Yeah, and you know that stuff's a crock. You know that somebody out there is getting the money and they're going to funnel it back through their offshore account. That's all. It's... Oh, this stuff is just... Yeah.
You're getting my blood pressure up again.
Yeah. I need some hot chocolate.
Chocolate.
Put some of them in the pocket. Yeah. Well, tomorrow morning I will be on board here at... no, I won't be here. I'll be actually producing the show at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, not 9 o'clock, because I've got an appointment at whenever it is.
Dang.
At
That's early.
Yeah. I've got an appointment at 10 o'clock, so I can't really be here at 9 o'clock. So that'll be happening, and I assume Rabbi Rick's going to stop by tomorrow evening again?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there'll be more to talk about.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
It's going to be a really slow news cycle this year so far.
That's so, one thing. We always got a lot to talk about.
We have plenty to talk. I don't think we need notes anymore. Let's just start in. Usually the show starts well before we start hitting the record button.
It does.
Thanks, everybody, for being here. Make sure you make sure you subscribe and share, especially share this thing, because that really helps us out a lot. And just do that. That'd be fun. God bless you. God will get us through this whole thing. Good night.